Under current state law, judges can expunge records for young offenders who commit low-level crimes. The state bar wants the court to allow them to erase records in any case where charges have been dismissed or a defendant's been acquitted. Justice Patience Rogensack says the court can't grant that authority unless the current state statute is changed.
I just don't see how you can say the inherent authority provides a remedy at any time a judge chooses to give it when the legislature has spoken. I mean, if you really believe there's a need for this, you need to talk to the legislature about it.
Representative Marlon Schneider is the strongest advocate in the legislature for the new rule, but he says passing laws that allow innocent people to protect their privacy is a tough sell because lawmakers fear they'll be seen as soft on crime.
I've had bills on privacy, locker room privacy. It took me 10 years to get it through. This issue is somewhat relatively new. There is also the question that some people just disagree. And then there are those who are simply afraid of the press.
Journalists at yesterday's hearing spoke out strongly against any plan that denies the public the right to find out what happened in a courtroom, whether or not the verdict was guilty or innocent. There was also emotional testimony from people who have lost their jobs because they were wrongly accused and judges refused to erase their court records. The justices will rule later this year on whether to adopt the rule or create a study committee to consider other alternatives. The full hearing is available online on the Wisconsin Eye Network. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.